We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. Zok the new Mishnah. Ein Moichrin Lahen Dubin Va'arayos. You're not allowed to sell a goy, a bear, or lions. V'chol Dovash V'nezek L'Rabim. Anything that has a Nezek L'Rabim, you cannot sell it to a goy because he's going to hurt people with it, and you can't do that. Ein Boinim Imaim Basilki. Basilki is like a tower that they used to throw people off it when they wanted to kill someone, give someone, the goyim wanted to kill someone. They made these towers in order to throw people off it. Gardoim is the place of the courts. You can't build it for them either. It's the daya, which is the stadium where they had bullfighting, and there also people got killed, and you can't do that because you are helping them kill people, which is that's the problem. Ubima also is a place where they killed people from this bima, threw them off. Like Rashi says in the second one line, V'chol Eila, yes nezek l'rabim, ukadeish lo yitvas Yisrael sham, asam v'zimam, in order Yisrael should not get caught in that, you don't build it for them, you cannot build this for them. But, avabayinimam b'mishayis, you're allowed to build them an altar. An altar is the place where they brought their karbonis to Avodah Zarah. And Rashi says, the reason why it's mutar is because it's tashmish to tashmish. What do you mean? It's a direct tashmish. Zokt the Mepharshim, the Mukiyasev already says this, that Shemanichin Shah Machta Shal Kataris. The Kataris go directly on the Bima, on the Bimsayis, on the altar. It goes on a bowl in the altar. So that's called Tashmish to Tashmish, therefore that's Mutar to build. Well, base Mechatzayis, you can build them a bathhouse. Higil Akipa, you know, the bathhouse in those days had a spire, and on top of the spire they put a statue of Avodah Zarah. But the Gila Kippah, Shemini the Bava Yitzchavim, also living like that, you can't build already. But you can build it till then. You build most of the Mechatzayis, and on top, you give it over to a goy to build it, but you cannot build that yourself. Zot the Gemara Vayit. Om Rav Chonam Barav Chisto, Va'amri lo Om Rav Chonam Barava. Om Rav. Chaya Gasa, Arei Kevei Medaka, Lepirchus, Avloy Lemechir. Now, what does it mean, Lepirchus? Lepirchus means like this. If you have a behemoth that's a musukenes, a behemoth that's not so well, if you shecht it, how do you know it's not it wasn't going to die anyway? If it's going to die anyway, then it's not a good shechita. So maybe when you killed it, it died by itself before the shechita. How do you know? So the siman is if it's mefarkas afterwards. If it shows some sign of life after you shecht it. Now, what does mefarkas mean? So it depends. By a big fat behemoth, mefarkas means if it moves one leg. By a behemoth daka, it has to at least move it back and forth or jump around a little bit. It has to do a little jumping. So what about a chaya gasa? What's called pirchus by a chaya gasa? It just one little move is called a pirchus, or it has to move like a behemoth daka. So the Gemara says that chaya gasa reik behemoth daka pirchus. It has to do extra moving, just like a behemoth daka. Have a loy lemechira. It comes to mechira, so a chaya gasa is not like a behemoth daka, and it's not tolim hagim. It's aser according to Rav. It's aser to sell a chaya gasa. Vani oima af lemechira. Rav Chanan says I say mechira is mutter by a chaya gasa, just like a behemoth daka. It's tolim a minik. It's not a blanket statement that a gasa is also. By behemoth gasa, we know it's also. Behemoth daka, it's all minig. What's a chaya gasa? So one man the Amar, which is Rav, says chaya gasa is like a behemoth gasa. And the other man says, no, chaya gasa is like a behemoth daka. And that's very important to remember. That's going to be the next discussion of the Gemara. Chaya Rav and Rav Chana. You can't sell him Duma Rois. Now Duma Rois is probably a chaya gasa, right? It's a fat chaya. A beer and a lion and they're big behemoths. So it's mashma. The whole problem is you can't sell these two. You know why? Because they're dangerous. They're called office by Nezek HaRabim. Time with this by Nezek HaRabim. Holes by Nezek HaRabim, which means what? Rashi says it was domesticated. Ari Tarbos. It was a pet dog, a lion or a pet beer. The halacha is that you're allowed to sell it. What happened to the Issa behemoth gasa? So it's a kasha on Rav and a riot to Rav Chanon that it has the behemoth daka. And for the Gemara, that's the kasha. Omar Rav Rabaula ba'ari shavur. Talking about ba'ari can't do malacha. It's ari shavur. That's why it can't be a behemoth gasa because it's ari shavur. Ba'aliv der Yehuda was mata ari shavur. When Yehuda was mata ari shavur, that's one teretz. Rav Ashiyama, another teretz. Stam Ari Shavuhu. A regular Ari doesn't do malacha. And a beer, for that matter, does not do malacha. Who eats a malacha? It doesn't do any malacha anyway. So therefore, it doesn't go into the Isser of Behemoth Gasa. Remember, the Isser of Behemoth Gasa is because they might lend it, borrow it, and rent it, or sell it. But Ari always is considered shaver, never does malacha, and therefore you have a heter. Any questions? Every shaver can mazgarabim. Yeah, you're asking this. The first teretz is Ari shaver, there's no malacha, so how can you mazgarabim? So the teretz is Ari shaver could be mazgarabim. It can't do work, can't pull a plow, and it can't do whatever work they could do, but it could bite someone. Yes, it still has its teeth. Ari shaver just means that it's not as strong as usual, but it's still dangerous. Now, so we have two truths of the kasha. Remember, the kasha like this. We have a machloikis of a chaya gasa. Is that like a behemah gasa? Because we're assuming now in the shaila that chaya gasa could do work, which is true. There's a chaya gasa called a wild donkey. It's a chaya gasa. They do work. They can mount tachinim erachayim. But that was the facts. Chaya gasa is like behemah gasa or not? So more raya. It says the lion and the bear you can't sell. Why not nezek rabim? What do you mean? What happened to the Isser Behemagasa? Teretz says, no, it didn't Chayagasa, but Chayagasa not Behemagasa. That was a Kasha. Two Terutzim. Either we're talking about a Chayagasa, this Ari was a Shavur, and going through who holds Mutter, and that's why it's only Issa's Nezek. Number two, Teretz is Rav Ashi's Teretz is every Ari, the lion and the dove, are always considered Shavur Leam Lacha. They don't do work. Does anyone know what type of job a lion does? I don't know what type of job a lion does, or a beer. So therefore, they're considered Shavur Itzim Lacha. Mace,
What about a deer?
A deer, if it's a chaya, yeah, it'll be a behemagasa, yeah. Chayagasa. What? So it could be they could use it to grind their chayim, they could use it to pull something. That's the.
Deer, no.
Okay, so you have your right to say. I'm talking what the Gemara says. Me, I'm not real. Even my master's a big farmer. Got a Rav, it says Rav, who's in America, he spent 3 years in a farm to get the clear the animals. So far, I haven't spent more than a day. So, you know, I'll trust the oil and the farmers here, but, you know, that deer is nothing you can do. But it could be, I'll tell you even better, I'll tell you maybe here it's Behemadaka, maybe. That's another side. Maybe it's even Behemadaka, so it's a stomach problem. Maybe it's not a gas, I'm not sure either. What it had it down up a deer. Maybe it's Behemadaka, it could be. Right. 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 Okay, so first let's see the Gemara, anyway, I'll see what the Gemara says about it. The Gemara says, Aroid, which is a wild donkey, is Tachne Ber Chaim. And I'll give you a little hint. And the Gemara, half of the Amma says this, and the Gemara doesn't say just like that, because the Gemara knew that the Elam was going to say that they know that it's not. So the Gemara says, no, in the Bay Bar Yochni, in that place, they used it. So they had a Rai. The Gemara felt that to be a Rai. Your Amma said right. The Gemara had to be a Rai. But we'll see. Lama's in the Gemara. Meisve. I first want the Elam to get the Chesmen at Gemara clause. So it's good. The Chesmen is good. Meisve. Kishem She'im Moichin Lehem Behemagasa. The Brachos says like this, first. Just they can't sell Behemagasa. Why? Because it does arbit, does work. Kach ain moichin lechayigasa. You're not allowed to sell lechayigasa. A fill mokav shemoichin lemedaka. Even a place where they sell behemedaka, which means no problem of revia. Chayigasa ain moichin lem, because that is din of gasa. Tiyufta darachonon bar rova tiyufta. It's a kasha on Rav Chanan. It's a tiyufta taka. Rav Chanan is the one who said that you're allowed to sell the chayigasa. Why? Because it has a din of behemedaka. Here we see a tiyufta. Ravina. That's a tifta. Now we're going to continue with the same idea, just going to show from different angles the same idea. Ravina Rami Masisa Abraisa Mashani says in our Mishnah, Tanan, Eimarcham Dumva Rois, Loi called Ovishver Nezek Rabin. You can't sell Dumva Rois, why not? Because it's dangerous. Time this be Nezek, less be Nezek, Marcham. If you wouldn't have a Nezek, you would sell it. Vraminu, I'm going to ask you a Kashma Abraisa, Kashem Shem Marcham, Hemigasa, Kachin Marcham, Kaigasa. Says in the Brisa, you can't sell a chayigasa. Fill a mokum shemoichem behemadaka. Even though you can sell behemadaka, but chayigasa ain't moichrin. So it's a kasha on our Mishnah. You had a Mishnah's mashma doivim arayis. You could sell if not from nezek. And here it sounds like a chayigasa you can't sell. So Mara's tarot, and he answers like the Mara's tarot before. Mashani ari shavur liri huda, which means really you can't sell it. Here's ari shavur that can't do work. Rav Ashi yama stam ari shavur it's a malacha. Stam ari is not the work, and we said doivim as well. Maskalur of Nachman. Nachman has different taina. Ma lemelo da ari chayigasa, like the kasha we asked on a deer. Who said that a ari is a chayigasa in the first place? Dilma chayidaku. Your whole kasha is faulty. Your whole kasha from our mishnah is faulty. Maybe our ari is considered a chayidaka. That's what his taina is. It doesn't ask on doy. He asks on this, but he holds maybe it's a chayidaka. The whole thing doesn't stop. Rav Ashi daik mastisa mosh tiyufta. Rav Ashi makes the tiyufta from a Mishnah itself. It says like this. It says in our Mishnah, Tanan, Emerchem doim varois, loy kolav shvei nezik rabim. Time of this vei nezik, only because it has a nezik, you can't sell it. Holes bei nezik, moichem. Doesn't have a nezik, you could sell a beer. Holes bei nezik, moichem. Time of Ari, the Stam Ari, Shavu, who eats Malacha. Only Ari and Adoiv, which does not do Malacha, I'm allowed to sell. Aval Midi Achrini, a Chaya Gasa, that does Malacha, the Ovid Malacha, Loi, you're not allowed to sell it. Tiyufta, the Rabchanan, by Rava, Tiyufta. So now the Gemara asks the Oilim's question. V'chaya gasa miyas, my malach avda. Okay, good, you told me. Ari and Adoiv is not doing. The Gemara asked the Kasha. So what does a chaya gasa do? A chaya gasa, we all know, we never went to a farm and saw a lion pulling a plow. Like, what are we talking about here? We said, like, a lion doesn't do it, but we didn't see any chaya like that. So, what's the Gemara bothered by? What's the maskana of the Gemara? I want you to tell me what's the maskana of the Gemara. The tifta. What's the maskana of the Gemara? So, I'll say it. Maskana of the Gemara is a chaya gasa you can't sell. Togoy. Why not? You might use it for work on Shabbos. Afraid the Gemara, Chai Gasa? I know Ari doesn't work. I know Adoy doesn't work. The Gemara said that. So which Chai Gasa works? I never heard of Chai Gasa works. That's the Kasha 2 minutes ago. The Chai doesn't work. That's the first question. Chai Gasa doesn't work. My story was a question. The Chai Gasa may my Malach Avda. I gave it away already, the Tarot. Om Abaya, Omli Mar Yehuda, Debei Mar Yuchni, Tachni Rechayim Ba Aroidi. He says, if you go to Mar Yuchni's farm, it's upstate, Tachni rechayim ba'aroidi. The way they grind there, all the wheat, we get it for the matzahs, comes from aroidi. The aroidi do it. They're finished. That's how they do it. He brought a riot. They do it. Malacha. Aroidi is a wild, like a wild donkey, or wild something else, the English word for it. But it does malacha, and the interesting thing is chai gas do malacha taka. And you're right. If you find me a chai that's not do malacha, a leopard probably is not the malacha, so we'll not have a din like a lion, probably. But any of the other animals, the big animals, they could do. Like, I'm sure you could do malacha with a moose. You know, it's a chaya, but you could probably do malacha with it, just as good as a roidi. It's a big animal, strong animal, and you could probably do some malacha. A deer, I'm not sure about. It's a good child. Zotik maravaita. I'm Rav Zera. Kavina and Bey Rav Yehuda. I'm alone, huh?
Would they be considered
No, that's we matter by source. We said Chayinai says Atzmai, so we said that's not a malacha. Amar Abzer, Kevina be Rav Yehuda, Amalon Gemiru Mino Yehom Milsa. The Megavra Shmilei. What Abzer says when I was Rav Yehuda, he told us, learn from me this following thing because I learned it from Megavra Rabba. I don't know which Gavra Rabba, Lo Yedani Rabba Meshmul, but I'll tell you one thing. I learned it from Megavra Rabba. What did I learn? Chaya gasa reike behem edakel apirchus. That a chaya gasa has a din like a behem edakel agave pirchus, which we spoke about before, the mesukenes, that is almost dying and you shecht it. You want to know if it was still alive in Shasa Shechita. So it depends if it flaps around after Misa. So by a big behem, if it just moves one hand, that's called flapping. By a behem edakel, has to really move around, has to go both ways, has to go back and forth. So a chaya gasa, big chaya, has a din like a behem edakel. So now he said this over either from Rav Shmuel, he wasn't sure. So now, Rav Zera said, "Ki osi lekuknia, ashke chesel Rav Chia ba'ash." The Yosef comes from the Shmuel. He said, saying over between the Shmuel and Memra. What was the Memra? Chai gasa reik behem edakel apirchus. Amina shmami nos. I see from here that between the Shmuel itmar that Memra before was talking from Shmuel. Ki osi lesura. When I came to Sura, ashke le Rav bar Yirmiyah. I heard Rav bar Yirmiyah. The Yosef comes from the Rav. He was saying over between the Rav the chai gasa hareik behem edakel apirchus. Amino, Shema Amino, that it's coming from Rav now. It's from Shmei Rav, but it's from Shmei Shmuel. And so I see it came from both. He wasn't sure, Rav Yehuda wasn't sure, it's from Rav or Shmuel. He says, it's a Gav or Rav. And I said, it was both of them. And he heard it when he went to Surah, he heard it from Rabba Bar Yirmiyah, who said it was Shmei Rav. He said, Lak Lahosom, when I went there to Shral, Ash Chosei L'Rav Asi, the Yosef of Ka'amar, Om Rav Chambar Gur Shmei Rav, Chaya Gasa Reike Behe Medaka L'Pirchus. He heard him saying, this memra, b'shmei the Rav. So now a new person, Racham Aguriyo. Amri Lei, v'sholei mar, the mam mar, the shmei, the Rav Yirmiyah. Isn't it, he told Rav Asi, you're saying from Rav Chama, isn't it Rav Yirmiyah? Amalei, pasya uchma, which means a black keli. Now, why are you calling someone a black keli? That's a compliment. Because Tamid Chamim, who mestarim atalim v'tayra, that sometimes their clothing are black because they don't have time to wash it. They were, and we have Gemaras and Tainis that say that the Torah comes in Shach Keli sometimes, so it was a compliment. He says, Minochu Minoh, Minoyu Minoch, the Stayim Shemaisa. Between both of us, we'll figure out exactly who said it over B'Shem who. And it was really both of them. It was really Rabbi Yirmiyah who heard it from, it was really Rav Chama who heard it from Rabbi Yirmiyah, who heard it, or Rabbi Yirmiyah heard it from Rav. Itmanami, Om Rav Zeir, Om Rav Asi, Om Rav Bar Yirmiyah, Om Rav Chaim Bar Gurya, Om Rav. So that he heard it from Rav Chaim Bar Gurya, heard it from Rav, and Rav Bar Yirmiyah said it over from Rav Chaim Bar Gurya, heard it from Rav. What they hear? Chai Gasa, Regan Rudaka, the Pirchas. A Chai Gasa is like a Behemoth Daka when it comes to Pirchas. Very good schmack. Let's go weiter. It said in the Mishnah, Ein boinim bislakoyis. You can't build a basilica. You know, basilica? You can't build a basilica, which is a big tower. You can't build a garadoim. It's daida and bima. But a guy, because a lot, these are all things used for the guillotines, and they use it to kill people. Therefore, you can't make these things. Gimel bislakoyis saying, there's three type of towers by the goyim. Shalmachir of the chavim, the ones that the kings have, which we're assuming is for corporal punishments, v'shem mechatzoyis, and mechatzoyis, also were made in a basiliki, v'shem oitzoyis, also big places where they kept the treasures, also were big vaults, were also made in like a basiliki. Amar Rava beis laheter v'echel eser. Two of them are laheter, and one is eser. Which one's the aser? Obviously the Malchei Avicham one, because they kill people there. What's a simon to this? V'simon le'esa ma'acheyim v'zikim, which we say every day in Pesukei Dezimcha. So le'esa ma'acheyim v'zikim, osur ma'acheyim, that's to remember. V'ikidam riyam rava, kul laheter, all three of those laheter. Ay, v'atnan nibayim ma'am v'siliki, you know the bill of v'siliki. So v'siliki garden is died there abima. So Mar says, there's two types of v'silikis, even by the Malachim. They have a v'siliki where stam for the dira, the palace, but there's also one of Shel Gardoim. It's of the courts. So, Ema Shel Gardoim, Shel Stad, Shel Bima, which means the word Basilica is not an Issa by itself. It means the tower of the Gardoim, or the tower of the bullfighting place, or the tower of the Bima, that's where those are also, because those are used for punishments. Tanar Abban, Kishanitvas Rab Eliezer Leminos. Rab Eliezer was one of them caught, and he was charged for Minos. Pasha means it was the Neutrim who grabbed him. They were trying to get him to convert, and they grabbed him. Some say it's the opposite, but there's a big show what it means. But either way, he got caught by the Minun. Hello, the Gardam, they brought him into the court to get a din. So the judge told him, Zokin Shikamoyscha Yasik with Varam Batel Malolu, someone so chash like you is gonna be busy learning Torah. Varam Batel, he meant the Torah. You're learning Torah? Come to our culture. You're learning Torah? You're wasting your time. Amaloi neman alay adayin, which he meant to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that, I trust the real Dayan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Sava is Hegmoin, the judge thought, that he's saying about him. And he let him go. Well, who? And he let him go because of that. You trust me that he's saying that Torah is called Dvarim Tehillim Kavaldik. But who loy amal k'negov v'shmayim? He loy amal k'negov v'shmayim. So the judge told him, since you believe in me, Manti Alecha Dimus Potter Ata. He said, B'shem David Zara, that you are Potter, you go back home. When Rav Eliezer came back home, Nichesu Tamidim Eitzel Arachbay. His Tamidim came to console him. For what? Like Yolav Tachumi. He did not accept, he wasn't consoled. Now, what was he so upset about? So in the Sefer Avodis Avodah, which is from Shlomo Kluge, he clears the Shaila. He has two stars on why he was upset. Either way, he was upset because he got taken in the first place. He must have done something wrong for getting his oinus. He got arrested. Why did he get arrested? It better bother him. Other pshat, he declares, is maybe is because he had to say Neman Alay Dayan, which they thought meant Avodah Zarah. So I'm not going to tell you the pshitas to the Shaila. I want to see if we can chop ourselves which one is the ikar main pshat, which I think is the main pshat. Two pshat to one nechman. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Rebbe, Tashem Lehmi Dava Echad, Mimash Lamatani. Let me tell you something you taught us, and that will make you feel better. I'm Amalei Amar, say it. I'm Amalei Rebbe, Shema Minas Bali Yodcha. Maybe one time a piece of heresy came to you, on top of your Zayin Amal Aleph. Vahanacha, Vahalav Nitvasta, and you enjoyed it, and therefore because of that, you got taken in, you got arrested. Now I remember now that I had they did have a story like that. I was walking in the upper marketplace of Tzipari. I found a min. His name was Yaakov Shkvarskhanya. Amali, and he told me, Kosuv b'tarisechem. It says in your Torah, Loisavi Esnan Zoyna You're not allowed to bring a estan zoyna, which means a present you gave for payment to the zoyna, let's say you gave her a behemoth, that behemoth now is disqualified from being a carbon. What about using that estan? Let's say you gave the zoyna a present, you gave him a toilet. Let's say. Mao lasis emenu b'sakisa l'kohen gadol. Could I use it in the Beis HaMikdosh for b'sakisa l'kohen gadol? On one hand, you say, now I'll bring a carbon. On the other hand, this is a basic kisa. Is it mutter or not? That was the question they asked him. Well, he marked l'klum. I didn't answer. Omalah, omali. So he taught me, kach l'metani. I'm going to teach you what the Abba Carson taught me. It says a pasuk in Nach, that the pasuk says, ki me'estan zoyna kibotzo, va'estan zoyna yeshuvu. It started off from an estan zoyna, which is disgusting, and it ended off by estan zoyna yeshuvu. What does that mean? Makam ha'tenoif is bo, came from a dirty place, to makam ha'tenoif is liyalchu. So therefore, you could use it for a basic kisa. But nani adava, and I enjoyed it. I dezeh nitfasti leminus. Because of that, I got arrested. Because vavarti amasha kosa b'teira harchik malecha. The pasuk says in Mishlei harchik malecha darkecha v'al tikur v'pesach be'beisa, which means like this: harchik malecha darkecha zuminus v'al tikur v'pesach be'beisa zu harashus. Don't get near any apikarsis, which minus, and don't get near any government officials, because they might take away your money. And the Gemara will say how much they get far from a zayna. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is here, because he wanted them to listen to a shtickle Torah from a min, he got arrested. So obviously, if the thing he did wrong was that he said Nemalach Dayan, so how do you make him feel better? If you learned the problem was he was worried why he was arrested, now I understand that he made him feel better. He said, you know why I got arrested? Because you wanted to listen to a shtickle apikarsis. And he said, okay, you know, you're right. But if the var was that he was upset about a thing, how do you make him feel better? He said, I said something. So you have to say a few then. It means that because he said something, that because he listened to something, he landed up saying something apikarsis. It's not as geshmak. So Linnaeus died to the other pshat's better. But listening to your local Daf Yomi, see how they say it. But I think this way is better. Okay. V'kama, how far from... Now, I want to point out one more thing. That Tosfos speaks out that this whole shayla to make this base a kisa, is not a shayla deraisa. Tosfos maskil mahu. Nir lav deraisa kaboyi. It's posher that you're allowed to bring it to harabayis. The whole issue is to bring for carbon. It's posher you're allowed to bring something as bedek abayis to harabayis. There's no problem whatsoever. So, he said it wasn't really a shayla. So Zokta Gemara, V'kama, how far do you have to go from a Zayin? Rav Chista, Arba Amas, 4 Amas. So, we're going to end with the next Gemara. V'rabbonon, Hai me'estan Zayin amai Dorish Bey. So the Merem himself speaks out, what's the Gemara's question? That, because it sounds like a good drasha. What's wrong with that drasha? Teretz says, because that's Pasha, the Shaila doesn't start. It doesn't make sense the Pasha to come and teach you that's Mutta to use the Estan for that, because it's Pasha. So what do they do with this Pasha? My Dorish Bey, Rav Chista, Don Rav Chista, Kol zoynah shneskeres, every zoynah that first is charges for her services, lebesoyf, at the end of the day she has bezoynahs and hisacheres. She has to pay for someone to use her services. She has to pay for that. Shenemak, like it says in a different pasuk, uvesiteich esnan, veesnan linitiloch, vetila hepach. One day it'll be the opposite, that she won't be charging, she'll be paying. And this pasuk also means that. That Estan Zayin Kibatzah, Estan Zayin Yeshuvah, that's Pshat and Pasuk. It's like Shana Kassel Akiv. Two Pesukim about the same thing. And Metzem, the next year, will start from Pliga Dura Pados. But like a problem, that's what comes down in our Gemara, that this was the Minas, accepted the Minas Pshat, and Lamaisa, there was all the Pshatim.